Welcome back to the Harmonic Connection with me, Harmony, and my sidekick, Triple T.
Hello, hello.
We are discussing making changes, bringing about that new attitude. From our head to our shoes. There we go. We're going to kick some butt. We're going to clean out the closet. Because when we start to make these changes, it's much like the seasons, you know? And it reminds me of... reminds me of basically spring cleaning, because, you know, we kind of have a tendency to, you know, go within during the winter time, so we're all like a bunch of bears in a cave wanting to sleep and, you know, purge on our leftovers
and, yeah, and just kind of dinners,
yeah,
Christmas dinners, yeah.
We've had enough turkey and ham and cake and cookies and pie just until we're about ready to frickin' implode and explode. So, and then of course, you know, you put up with, you know, Grandpa Harry, or you put up with Uncle Larry and Grandma Phyllis and all these crazy people that want to come in and squeeze your cheeks and, you know, no matter how old you are. So, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
God love the cheek-squeezing family members of anybody's family. They're so crazy. But, you know, it's really important not just to clean out your physical house, but to clean out your mental house. Both get cluttered very easily. Yeah, both have their own filing system. And when the compartments or the windmills of your mind, you know, get too stagnated, they start to splinter. So always keep clean surroundings in your home, because it helps you to think better. You know, I don't know too many people that think clearly living in chaotic conditions, you know. I don't know, what do you think about that, Triple P?
I don't know. So, like, I know a couple of people who kind of contradict themselves and have cluttered environments, but pretty sharp minds. It really depends on the person.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say sharp mind, but, you know, well, I mean with you personally here, too. I mean, would you rather exist in, like, a clean environment? Does it help you to think better? Does it help you to feel better?
Oh, yeah, I would say definitely, at least in a way. I wouldn't say it, you know, it's definitely a boost, I'll put it that way.
Well, I'm sure you're not over there sitting with, like, trash bags cluttered up in corners and, you know, McDonald's bags in your room and, you know, pizza boxes all over the place. That's, you know, one of the types of clutter that I'm talking about. And I know a few different people right now that have gotten rid of a lot of things from their homes. Clothes, shoes, kitchen appliances, kitchen dishes, bowls, glasses, etc. You know, just getting it out and them saying how much better it feels, you know, to get this stuff out, because, you know, things don't match anymore. Things get lost, you know, and we don't have a need for it. So I would definitely say on your road to the new attitude, we must slay the procrastor dragon.
We've talked about that a couple weeks ago on the morning show.
Yes, we did. And I rather like that one because it's so true. Because, you know, we tend to put things off. It's human nature, you know. And yeah, we may be human beings, but we also need to be humans doing and being. So there's a time to do and a time to be, so doobie doobie doo. And we need to figure out which comes where. But definitely clean environment, organization, you know, because I know for me, it's like my kitchen table is a nightmare. Well, not too much of a nightmare, but enough of one right now. And we've got some stacks of mail and, you know, a bunch of oils that I have no homes for. There's no oil boxes left. I need to buy some more. And incense and all kinds of stuff. So, and this is my workspace. You know, I work at home. I take my calls in the dining room. And I like to try to maintain somewhat of a organized space because it helps me to make the energy flow better.
Mm-hmm.
Much
mm-hmm.
like, I guess you could say, feng shui and placement. So, you know, if you want to turn your furniture around, by all means, people do so, because it helps the flow of things, you know, and it helps us to unstagnate and unblock energy that's blocked. So getting rid of things creates a vortex to bring new things in. So don't be afraid to get rid of those ripped up Jordache jeans from the 80s that you used to fit in, that you probably don't fit in anymore. Or, you know, if you want to keep them, find a use for them. You know, cut the legs off, turn them into a purse, and do something unique. I knew somebody that made an entire quilt out of their fat girl jeans because they used to be like 200 plus pounds and they dropped a bunch of weight. So her friend took all of her old jeans and cut them up and took off the zippers and the buttons and turned it into a gigantic jean quilt. So,
interesting.
Yeah, memories basically of, I remember I used to be that big and I'm not going to be that big anymore, because when I look at that, it tells me that I was pretty huge. So, you know, reminders, you know, things that are turned from, you know, trash into something useful, sentiment. But, you know, it's imperative that we find, you know, our space is peaceful. Because when our space and in our environment is peaceful, then we become peaceful. We become to settle in, you know, mentally a lot better. You know, we can look around the room and smell the clean freshness and see that things are organized and that the energy flows beautifully and that we can have more clarity in our mind. So I would definitely suggest, you know, putting a little zip in the environment, unloading what you don't want, donating it, you know, charities, you know, AMVETS and all those people, Goodwill, they do go for a good cause, so definitely get some things out that you don't need. And, you know, then start to work on some other aspects of your life. That's when you can go out, ladies, and buy that new wardrobe. Yep. And that's when you can start doing your exercises. You know, exercise is definitely a very important part of making any mental change, you know, within yourself, because it releases those good old serotonin, dopamine, and endorphin levels. It not only helps us to maintain good weight, but it also helps us to maintain good mental health. So it's definitely a prized situation when you can get up. And, you know, even if you're not ready to run a marathon, it doesn't matter. As long as you're doing a little bit of something, stretching, breathing, bending, tai chi, a little bit of yoga, maybe some squats. Squats are very important because they help with your core, at least so I'm told by my wonderful son. So when we're able to have good form and we can work on our core, it helps everything else to keep us in shape and keep us in good form. So, and then eating, mindful eating, you know, watch out for sugars, anything refined, additives, preservatives, gluten, you know, definitely things that are pre-made, pre-processed. Eating fresh is pretty much the best thing that you can do for yourself. It helps to be more mentally alert, a lot of good colorful vegetables. Easy on the fruits, but must have your fruits. Lean meats, of course, or if you're not a meat person, then any sort of protein, which may be tofu or veggie burgers or whatever the case may be. But having some of these things in place definitely helps with mental clarity. Also helps with, you know, physical stamina and strength, because when we eat healthier, we also feel healthier. When we cut certain things out of our diets, then we're able to do more, be more, and feel more energy, which definitely helps with that whole new attitude and change.
Mm-hmm.
So eating all the colors of the chakras is very helpful. So pay attention to the colors of your foods and get in a full rainbow of things every single day. So those are just some of the ways and ideas, you know, that we can utilize to keep ourselves in sync, you know, with our new mindset.
So, Harmony, we're getting close to meditation time. What are we doing for today's meditation?
Well, I figure we're going to take a bath. We're going to take a healing sound bath for all of our chakras and do an auric cleanse. So we're going to do an aura flush. And just to, you know, prepare you before we, you know, end this little segment and come back to the next one, go grab your pillow and your blanket or sheet, your cat, your dog, your bird, your fish, your teddy bear, whichever you choose. Grab some incense and a candle and just make yourself comfortable in your sacred space. And we'll do the rest. And you can just sit there all snug as a bug in a rug and listen and be prepared to have a nice healing sound bath. No soap or washcloth required.
All right, we will be back in just a couple of minutes on Harmonic Connections on WWSU 106.9 FM.